Está grabando.
Testing. James, ¿es audio? Okay. Hey, welcome everyone. This is the first ever winners present for Extreme. And we're here in the desert Extreme. And we've now got Alejandro walk us through his thoughts on the weekend. And then we'll be bringing up our so starting with third place, second place, and then our winners. So I guess the question is, Alejandro, how has this weekend been for you?
Well, this weekend, as you can imagine, has been very difficult. We've worked a lot. We worked a lot for many years. And finally, everything came together this weekend. And it's been beyond my wildest expectations. It's been the best weekend I could think. If I could write a script for the perfect weekend, I would have come with a better script than we had in the last 2 days.
And obviously, we changed the reporting format just before this. How did that work out, in your opinion?
I think this is a new championship, and it's extreme championship. If we can really say something, is that we have really made our name, you know, proud. This is extreme. I have never seen such extreme racing in my life. And, you know, we changed the race format because of the dust. When we came here in January, there was not so much dust. And even last night, we had to make a call, and it was not an easy call. I was talking and I was getting a lot of opinions.
Trial version.
From the drivers, from team principals, should we do also time trials?
Trial version.
And I can tell you, I am so happy I made that call. That
trial version.
Last night, because I take full responsibility of all my calls. They're not
trial easy. Version.
I had people who know a lot about racing telling me it's better to do time
trial version.
I had some other people, some racers.
Someone's got their thing on, I think.
I had to make the call.
Trial version.
The 20 or 30 seconds that we saw after the start
trial
of the
version.
Motorsport gold. Those are the moments that really deserve
trial version.
Glory, you win in 1 second. You don't need an hour to win glory. You don't need
trial version.
Win glory in a second. And Kristoffersson today won glory. And Kristoffersson, I prefer time trials. I guarantee you, he's for sure happier and more proud with a victory like the one he had today, where he had to go for it and risk his car and, you know, hopefully not his life, obviously, because his cars are really safe, but nobody likes to have a crash and all that dust. That was motorsport gold for me. So I'm so happy we made that call and we saw that. Everybody saw that. So, you know, I'm over the moon.
We've just finished, but any ideas of tweaks that you'd like to make for Senegal?
Yes, so I'm thinking of tweaks. I have two tweaks in my mind. One, I just came up with it while I was watching the shootout. I love the shootout. I'm thinking that maybe, but you know, maybe the teams and the drivers kill me. I do a draw, a lottery, for who races. So we mix female and male drivers in all the races. So, you know, because otherwise we are seeing that the teams are lining up all the men at one point and the woman second. I'm going to think about it. That's just an idea. But, you know, I think one of the most exciting moments of the weekend was when, you know, Kyle was catching Claudia. Sadly for them, they had an impact. But, you know, that's also racing. Another one is maybe look at introducing some sector for doing a time trial also on the Sunday on the three-car race. We will go to Senegal and really check the dust level there because we came here, but we came here a few months ago and the temperature has changed a lot here. The temperature has changed less in Senegal. We're going to check with SUVs and see what the level of dust is and then we will take some decisions. I want to listen again to as many people in our ecosystem as I can, like I did yesterday. Definitely, there will be some tweaks, but I think the three-car race today was the right call.
It's been very exciting. The output has changed a little bit due to heat conditions, what can we expect in form of output in the future, you think?
If we can expect change of format?
No, the power in the engines. Like
Well, we did reduce the power a little bit from the first day to the second day, but I think that was more due to battery temperature questions and the time that they take to cool. We are working with Williams on trying to reduce that time, and then maybe we can get higher power. I also want to speak with the drivers and see what they think of the different power levels and if going at higher power, it makes it more exciting or not. If we get good racing with the power we have now, then maybe there is no need to bring it up. But I think this is something that we need to discuss as a group and see what would be the best way.
Sorry, 6.5 years ago, you were sat here, or similarly, considering the first Formula E weekend, also had some big crashes. Now, how do you compare the two now? They've both sort of made their world debut.
It feels almost identical for me. I have the same feeling today, and especially after the race, that I had after I finished the race in Beijing. The scare in Beijing lasted less, but it was at the end. So, you know, Nick, after 20 seconds, was with a thumbs up. I was in the same place in the TV compound, and I saw it live. And we had a camera all the time on the car that was not going on air. Here, the scare was longer because Claudia was out of contact for a longer while, and I really thought something might happen. So I had both experiences in both first races ever. And then I have a huge sensation of relief that, you know, we went through the first weekend, because the first weekend will have a huge influence on how Extreme evolves, like it did with Formula E. Everybody saw that crash. Everybody remembers that crash of Nick Heidfeld and Nico Prost in Beijing. I think everyone will remember Claudia's cars, and probably today also Kyle and Claudia again. I mean, poor Claudia, what a bouncy weekend. But, you know, I think that's part of motor racing, and I feel very similar to how I felt after the first Formula E race.
Okay, final question for Alejandro before we bring on the next team.
Alejandro, congratulations. It was an awesome spectacle. Do you feel that we've seen the emergence of some new stars today, specifically amongst the female drivers?
I think absolutely. I think what we've seen today from the female drivers have been extraordinary. I think one of the reasons I really feel proud of this weekend is that we've built this platform where they can shine as they deserve, you know, because there's incredible talent and also incredible courage. I mean, to see Katie with that, well, no tire there, fighting with the car and bringing the car to the finish line. How well Molly did on the race today. You know, we have incredible talent here, and I'm really happy that we have a platform. And believe me, today many millions, I'm sure many millions, are watching. I'm not going to do like I did in Beijing. I made up the figure of 25 million live spectators in the press conference, but I'm sure many, many millions were watching today. These female drivers in this platform that allows them to shine like they deserve.
Okay. Well, thank you, Alejandro.
Thank you, guys. Thank you for your support and being here. Thank you.
Okay, now we're going to bring up our first podium team, which is X44 and Christina and Seb. You want to join us? Firstly, congratulations, guys. You're here on the podium at the Desert X-Prix, making history today. Yesterday, you finished top of the standings, fastest overall time in the time trials. You're here today in third place. Can you summarize your race weekend for us?
Yes. At the end, it was a good weekend. We are here on the podium for the first race of the season. So it's a good result. We scored some good points. We are second of the championship. So it's really a good start, for sure. We would expect to do better in final, but it's everything is playing in the first corner, and we had a problem of power steering, so it was a hard fight to keep the car on the track all along the race. But yeah, overall I feel a bit disappointed for this final, but for the rest I feel happy with the weekend.
Awesome. And Christina?
I'm sure everything. Finally, I agree with Seb. We did a really good weekend. We are very happy with the result final, because we are third. This is a good point. So it's not a question of time. Finally, it's a question of bad luck. So finally, we are happy and here.
And how did elements that are new to you, I mean, obviously the sand, the off-road is not new to you, but elements like hyperdrive, did you find that interesting? Like the strategy behind using that, did that help you at all in the race?
Yeah, the hyperdrive, for sure, we can use it in the stage, but I think nearly everybody used it in the same point, in the same place. So it didn't really change the race. A little bit on the start, it was helping a bit if you use it exactly at the right moment. But except of this, on this track, it didn't make a big difference. And especially because as we pass the first corner, we are in the dust. And so then with or without hyperdrive, we have no chance to do anything. So we had to use it in the beginning.
And you mentioned the power steering problems. When did that come into play and how hard was that for you in this race?
It came just in the final. Before the final, everything was perfect. We saw a lot of teams having some troubles. We had absolutely no trouble. So I think the team made a great job. This power steering problem, we are not alone to have it during the weekend. I think it's something in the conception of the car, but I hope the manufacturer will solve that and they will provide some cars without problem next time. So it's just the beginning of the series. So we're just discovering some little things, but I hope it will be solved and it will not be an issue anymore.
And Christina, I think you've already been speaking to your team owner, Lewis, since we finished the race there. What words did he have for you guys?
Yeah, we spoke earlier and he makes me very happy to speak with him because for me he's a legend. And he made me a lot of advice, a lot of tricks on how to do in a race, how to see the race. And I'm very happy to be a part of this team.
Awesome. Okay, any questions for Seven Christina at all?
I just want to say one thing. It's that I'm really happy at the end of the weekend because the main thing is that we showed that together we can be fighting for the win. And this is something we didn't really know. It was the first race together with a lot of rivals in front, around. And finally, we saw that Christina is very fast. She scored sometimes the best time of the woman. I was fast also. So I think we are a good team and we have good chances for the rest. So that's the main thing that I will remember for this weekend.
Well, we're on Zoom here and we've got a big audience here, but we've got a lot of people joining us virtually and there are a few questions coming through. For both of you, what did you find the greatest challenge for you in this first round here in the desert?
For me, the greatest challenge was to keep the car straight because when you start to slide too much, you roll. So it was quite tricky, especially when the stage started to be rough. We have our suspension are not perfect at the moment. So it's another point that we need to work on for the future. But like that, to be on the limit with this car was really tough. It was a big job in the car. So the main challenge was to finish the stages, pushing hard without mistakes.
And I guess you finished, as I said, first yesterday, you're third today in the final, but you're sitting here as second place overall. Going into the next round, that's got to be a great start, right? More confidence? Yes,
I'm looking forward to go to Senegal to try to win, no? Finally, we are a great team, and I think we can fight to win the next round.
Awesome. Well, can't wait to see what you do next. Congratulations, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm just going to sanitize them. Well done, guys. Thank you. Well done.
Okay, well, welcome. Second place in the Desert X Prix Grand Prix final. Timmy Hansen, Katie Munnings. Congratulations, guys. I mean, the fact you're sat here, I mean, it must have felt a bit far away on that first race when we had the puncture and you brought it home. You had the hardest route to the final. You came through the crazy race and you're sat here as a second place and third place overall. How does it feel?
It feels amazing, especially, as you say, after that run in Q1. I was really happy with my lap. But when Katie left the box, then we heard something wasn't as it should. And then the tire went completely flat halfway around. And I mean, what a performance to keep it on track. I mean, that run could have gone so much worse. She brought the car home in a good time. I think that was really a key moment of this weekend. We had a difficult qualifying second run. We also had some issues, and it felt like it all came together in the crazy race. It has to, you know, we have to win that race. But, you know, before the weekend, if anybody would have told me that we'll come in second, I'll be really happy. Yeah.
And Katie, to sit here, I mean, you and Timmy have worked so hard together over the last few weeks on your pairing. How does it feel for you to be here on the podium?
Yeah, it feels incredible. I've basically followed Timmy to Sweden and went and trained out there with him. And we just wanted to make sure that we were working as a team and in the best place possible coming into this championship. So it feels like hard work paid off. As Timmy said, though, like going into the start of this week and with qualifying and the punches straight out and kind of the drop in the time, it was, you know, it's what it could be the start of one of those weekends. And then it completely turned around. And as he says, qualifying too, we were learning a lot still. And then we made some changes and we're really happy with what we've discovered this weekend. And today also it felt good in the car, I think, for us. And it's a different strategy, kind of learning how to win this race, if you know what I mean. It's a lot different to probably what Timmy's used to, what I'm used to as well. It's, you know, just listening to our engineer. Brees is a great guy. He comes up with all the good stuff. So it's just, learning on the job, but having a great time too.
And of course, we saw earlier in grid play, you guys were given the advantage in grid play. How did that work? And was it a great help for your start?
Yeah, I mean, we were handed a lot of the votes from the other team. So I mean, I'm really thankful that they did that and that they gave those to us. I think that was really important for the final. It turned out to be that first grid slot was really good. As soon as I came on throttle, then I just had way more traction than the others. And I was able to pull a gap already in the first couple meters. So that's something that's going to change from track to track. And but I think it's always going to be an advantage to choose first. So I think I have a lot of beers to buy to the other teams that gave that to us.
And I don't know how much you've been watching already in the news, but the female drivers, yourself included, of course, are getting a huge amount of praise for the grit, the determination, the performance that's been shown in this weekend. How proud do you feel, and how well do you think this platform is working for female racers?
Yeah, it's an amazing platform. It's super cool to be racing against such fast girls as well. You know, normally we're all spread out across the world in various championships. So it's really nice to see everyone coming together, encouraging each other, creating a competitive environment in one place. I'm really happy to be a part of the championship this year.
Awesome. Okay, any questions for Katie or Timmy at all?
You've explained the advantages of winning pole through grid play, but why do you think they picked you?
I think maybe we came in as the underdogs after qualifying, and none of the other teams want any team to run away, you know, in the championship. So I think it's really that we were the underdogs. Also, I think Zach had to give away some cheap McLaren cars.
Yeah, exactly that. I think Carlos said it when he did it. He was expecting a good prize. So thanks to Zach for that one.
Oh,
yeah, damn it. Katie, your profile has gone sky high this weekend after what's just happened. This must be the biggest motorsport weekend of your life. Just give us an idea what it means to you.
Yeah, it's massive. Me and Timmy, we had that conversation sort of after the podium when we're hearing, the national anthem, the winning team, and it's kind of quite surreal that we're all here, that we got through it. There's been a big build up to it, so it was, you know, no one knew what to expect. And so to finish with a great result just made it so special. But as you say, you know, massive moment in my career, one that I'll remember forever. And we even stood there and said, just take this in. We're in the desert. We shouldn't be here. There's no phone signal. And look at all of these people that are here supporting, and the fans at home, and the lovely messages that we're getting. And then we're lucky enough to have a good result as well. So, yeah, super positive. And we know what we can work on for next time. We know we can be faster. And so, yeah, just getting our heads down now and coming back stronger in Senegal.
And Timmy, you were obviously there at the first ever test of an Extreme E car when we did that. You're now sat here on the podium. Has this met expectations in your mind?
Yeah, this has exceeded any expectation that I had. You know, really, it's a massive congratulations to Alejandro that even coming up with this idea is crazy enough, but to pull it off and to do it on this level that it's been done this weekend from the whole organization, from the championship, it's been done incredibly well, even though it's the first race for everyone. So yeah, the teams have worked hard and we have worked hard, but I'm sure the organization in Extreme E have worked equally hard, but for much, much longer, for years, and it's all paid off today. And yeah, I'm excited to see where this is going to take off to. I think this championship has an incredibly bright future.
I'd like to agree. Any other questions? Yeah, Jason.
Thanks. Congratulations, guys. That was amazing. So you are underdogs. You got the support of the teams. Do you now feel emboldened and much more confident ahead of the next round and the one beyond that? And do you expect the camaraderie in the paddock to continue?
Yeah, I certainly hope so. So we'll see. I think Senegal will be a completely different race. It's another track, and that's all what this championship is about. You know, new challenges, and we're going to come to Senegal trying to do our best again, but we're starting from zero. We've learned a little bit about the car, but that track is going to show some completely new challenges, and the racing format keep changing. The championship's young, so we have to be on our toes.
Okay, I'm just going to check any other questions. For Katie, how would you feel about Alejandro's idea of pulling driver names from a hat to determine the order of who goes first so that we see more matchups between the men and the women?
Yeah, it sounds exciting. I was speaking to Alejandro earlier and he was sort of saying, you know, the first part of the race is really exciting. Obviously, you get the start and then the first corners where there's lots of drama. And then, you know, obviously towards the end, whoever's leading has got quite a big gap because of the dust and is, you know, got the engineer in their ear saying, okay, don't worry, you don't need to push. And that's probably not what you want in a final. You want it to be dramatic the whole way. So I think a change like that to the sporting format would be exciting for everyone. We'd all have to be prepared for anything. I don't know how close the draw would be to the start of the race, but yeah, I mean, I think we were all kind of expecting it to happen at some point. It's something we've even discussed this weekend and thought, are they going to bring that in? If, you know, all the males are lining up first and then the females, but it would definitely stir the pot, I think, which is what everyone wants to see. Yeah, hopefully we can get track, this nice wide track as well for some good overtakes. And yeah, we'll see what the track looks like in Senegal. It should be good.
Awesome. And of course, going into the next race, you're sitting fourth overall. I know that you guys have got such a close mentality when it comes to teamwork and putting things right. What's now on for you guys between here and Senegal?
Well, it's a couple of weeks that we have to work hard. We have to look at everything that's happened here, and we have to try to learn from what the other teams have done. It's some very high profile teams here and some very high profile drivers, and they're going to have had good ideas here that we want to catch up on. Also on our own data, we have to dig through everything. But as I said before, Senegal will be a whole different race. And I think just because it's gone well here doesn't at all mean it's a given in Senegal. So we definitely have to work equally hard or even harder to achieve another podium or even a win there.
Awesome. Okay, everyone. Well, thank you very much. You can go and enjoy your celebrations tonight. And yeah, we'll see you again soon.
Thank you.
Enjoying the air conditioning there. Yeah. Okay, well, welcome the winners of the first ever Extreme E Grand Prix. Molly, how does it feel to be a winner? Was it your expectation to be here today?
Yeah, it feels very good. A bit surreal, to be honest, the whole, you know, week and being so much anticipation and preparation leading into the first event. And we came here and no one really knew what to expect. So for it to go this way has been amazing. Obviously, it's been our intention to come here to try and win, but you know, you come in with that hope, but you don't really know where everything's at till you get on the ground. So for it just to all work so well and within the team work so well and just all come together when it counted was really special.
And you guys have had a pretty consistent weekend. We've had a lot of unlucky moments for other teams. How does that feel as a team? It must give you a lot of confidence that you've been able to have that consistency.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we had some minor technical issues, but apart from that, the team has done a fantastic job. I mean, bringing the car here and very, very well prepared. So, it just makes the life so much easier for me and Molly when we go out on track. So, it's really a team effort.
I don't know about not having too many problems. I mean, we got plus 60 seconds as a penalty, and then to still be there was just also awesome.
And for Nico, is the team owner sat here on the podium with the winners. You must be feeling pretty proud about now.
Well, mainly I'm just so thankful. Thankful to Molly for driving so fantastically throughout the weekend. Not a single mistake out there because the penalty was a technical problem. So she did a fantastic job. And so I'm very thankful, Molly, that you accepted to drive for our team. and always the fastest out there as well. You know, Molly was always the fastest out there. So that was awesome. And then also Johan's performance, really inspiring and amazing to watch, you know, and proud to watch from the outside. Damn stressful on one end, but very proud on the other way to see that amazing action on track.
Awesome. Okay, any questions from the room at all for you guys?
Yeah. Nico, have you messaged Lewis yet? And if not, why not?
No, I haven't thought about anything like that at the moment. We're just together having a great time. And I think for the sport as a whole, it's been a good start. You know, it's a startup and of course it needs to evolve. We need to discuss after this weekend, but it's really been a good start. And I think with Molly and Johan, we got the most deserving winners, most deserving drivers being on top of the podium because both were the fastest throughout the whole weekend. So I think that's a good start for the championship.
There's a question in for you, Johan. You're flying through the second part of the circuit, which comes after the drop. What was the secret behind that sector being so good for you?
Just keep it flat, I guess. Obviously you need to take the right line and have the confidence that the car will do what you ask it for. And like I said, car has been a handful to drive, but also the team has done a good job. So. And also, I mean, to work together with Molly also is working very, very nice. So it's very limited amount of track time. But when we can work very well together and compare and watch our videos, it's always easier. Also, if I cannot experience so many laps before going there, I can watch Molly's video and also talk about the track with her experience. So that helps a lot.
Nico, as an ex-racing driver turned team boss, what were your emotions sending your drivers out after a pretty sizable crash between the two cars earlier?
The whole weekend has been intense for everybody involved because the conditions out there were so extreme and it was on the edge. I mean, but Johan and Molly can say it much better than me how difficult it was out there. So I'd prefer to pass on to the two of you.
Yeah, I mean, it was definitely extreme. And I suppose coming from our backgrounds, really the first time you're experiencing terrain like that and it's changing every lap. So there's so many different variables you're dealing with. And then also with the different formats from qualifying to the races, you know, you have to be fast when it counts. You have to be smart when it counts. And you have to take the big moves when it counts and all of that in a different type of condition. So I think you're always evolving and you're always adapting. You never get into the moment where you like a circuit where you know where your braking marker is and you plan your lap. You've got to take all your plans with a pinch of salt and then see what it's like when you get to it.
And you top the podium, you're top in the standings. Does that create pressure going into the second race or are you pretty happy at the top there?
I think there's always pressure. There's pressure coming in into this event. It's the first event for everyone. There'll be pressure in the next event. It doesn't matter where you are. That I think that's just a given in what we do. So, that'll be there, and that's what we deal with, and that's where we thrive.
David,
Molly, just talk us through waiting for Johan to come in and to get in the car, and how does that compare to waiting to start a stage?
Oh, this is way more stressful. Very, very nerve-wracking watching it, but also exciting. You know, even you're a driver in the team, but you're also a motorsport fan. And to watch, you know, I've watched Johan drive in rallycross, and just as, you know, a fan watching it on YouTube, it's amazing. So to be there, you know, you've got to drive, but you're also watching this and watching him come over the crest flying. Like, it's just awesome, which I think everyone can agree. It was spectacular to watch. And then you feel very, very proud and very grateful that he's on my side.
And Johan, for you standing on the outside then in the second half and having Molly take over, that's also strange, no?
Yeah, it was a bit different. I mean, obviously, I took the start, but from there on, tried to have a quick chat with Molly during the driver change and said that it was pretty rough out there and the track is rough.
That's what you said, it's a bit dodgy.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if that was very reassuring in that moment.
But it was. The track really roughened up a little bit in the end. And then to be able to share the moment when the car is finishing first. Obviously, normally you only get like the team radio or something like that when you cross the finish line and won the race together with the team. But now I was sharing that moment together with the team when Molly was crossing the finish line. That was something extra and something I haven't experienced since I did GT racing back in 2013. So yeah, it was a cool feeling.
Hi guys, well done. Your team boss has just said that you were brilliant at getting it right on the edge and kind of staying there. And clearly you were. Can you tell us how you were able to do that where so many of your rivals just seem to falter and have problems?
But I think it's not only about the drivers. It's also about the team, you know, to do the right preparation and give us the tools to do the right preparation as well. And then I think many of the issues that's been causing for the other drivers has been technical issues without them being able to do anything about it. So, I think it's a combination there. But we managed to stay those percentage under 100 to be a little bit on the safe side. But at the same time, it's tricky to know how much you can back off without losing too much time, but still not risking too much. So that line is in all motorsport, but I think we've seen here today and from what I've experienced is that window is much, much bigger here than I ever experienced before. So it's been a tricky, but also something that I've learned through the 3 days. So yeah, always learning.
I also want to add though that I think we have a fantastic team of engineers and mechanics because it wasn't all bad luck out there. Some of those things we really jointly managed to avoid as a team in a big way, the ones that are really race stoppers and event stoppers. So I'm really proud how we've come through that and just preparing so damn awesomely well for this first weekend with so many unknowns was like awesome to see.
We talked about the unknowns there. We talked about the switch. There's been a lot of different elements that have put together to combine to be this race series and the Hyperboost and, you know, a changing race format. And we're now in time trials and wheel to wheel. As a driver experience, I mean, we've hyped up Extreme a lot, but how has it felt for you as a driver this weekend?
It's been pretty cool to be part of the journey and part of the very start of what I think has an amazing future. So from that perspective, you know, it's great. And we knew that it's the first time. You can just see with everything about this series how it's really throwing the traditional rule book out the window and starting fresh. So for sure there's going to be things that we need to tweak and manage and adjust, and you know, we're going to be experiencing new locations and so many new things. So I think it's inevitable that there is going to be that adjustment, and that's really one of the skill sets I think to competing in this series is being able to be as prepared as possible for every eventuality and then be really adaptable when the time comes to, you know, when we work out what's exactly happening. If something changes, we have to, you know, switch and adapt and perform to whatever that new format or conditions might be.
And Johan?
But I think it's been something completely new, and the car itself in this terrain is something very new to me to drive. And the track itself is very spectacular, and then driving the time trial yesterday on a steady pace was quite fine, but when you want to push that little extra, it takes so much more from the driver as well. And you need to hit every line perfectly. And then today, I mean, in semi-final and final, especially in the final, the first 20, 30, 40 seconds of that final is what you really, when you get the adrenaline pumping, that is what you are working for during off season, and that's what you're really looking for. And as a, I think all of us is a little bit of an adrenaline junkies, and that's the feeling you want to have when it really counts. And yeah, then it's extra nice to pull off the move, because I really didn't want to be in the dust after seeing the onboards from the others. So pretty sure the guys making the call to race together doesn't want to be a passenger in the car, because it's pretty scary.
And of course, off the racetrack, you guys have been taking it very seriously on the sustainability message and been part of our legacy programs here, but you've also been doing your own things. I mean, Nico, did you just want to say something about summarizing what your team have been up to off the racetrack and how important the message of sustainability is to your team?
Yeah, I mean, that's really at the core of our team. And so we were on the beach together the other day, but that was part of the legacy program. And tomorrow we're going to be working with a foundation from Prince Charles that he launched 20 years ago. It's called Turquoise Mountain. So we're all going to be working to support the locals here. And that's going to be, I think, very enjoyable tomorrow. I mean, enjoyable. It's going to be an interesting experience. We hope to have a lot of impact. That's the most important.
Awesome. Any other questions? Lawrence, yes.
Hi, Molly. Alejandro, I don't know if you heard him mention earlier that he talked about perhaps in Senegal mixing up the men racing against women. And I just wondered what you thought about that and whether you would relish the opportunity to start the final, for example.
Yeah, I think, I mean, all those kind of decisions, it's really probably a broader conversation and have to have a look at, you know, all the impacts and how it's working. It's difficult to off the bat have a full picture of how it's all working. I think it's an incredible opportunity for us. I mean, if you look at the field and really the male drivers we have here are the best in every motorsport category in the world, right at the best. And so, you know, for me to sit here to have that opportunity to learn from Johan and be in that environment at that caliber, you know, I think that it's an awesome opportunity for the female drivers that you have this investment in the development of female talent. You know, for sure, you can't sit here and say I have the same amount of experience as Johan. So I think, you know, that process we have work to do to develop, and that's why we're here, and that's why we're doing it. So I think it's really positive, and we need to keep fostering that in the best way.
Can I answer that as well? Yeah. So I think also it's very, very important that we try to keep the sport not making too many decisions about trying to make a show. It's also, we have to leave the teams up to some room for tactics and stuff as well to be able to make the show, because all the spectators also understand if it's too set from the beginning. So it needs to be a little bit room for it as well. And I think particularly this track is maybe extraordinary because of all the dust. So the race was really over for after the first couple of seconds in the final or first minute. But it would have been the same. However, we would have swapped drivers around back and forth, or drive backwards, or drive the track the other way. It wouldn't matter. So I think when we come to other places, it might be different and not that much dust, and it will be a fight all the way to the finish.
It's a startup anyways, huh? Just like Formula E was 7 years ago. So it's important to put sit together, discuss, evolve. But that will happen.
Okay, I think that's it, and it's about time to let you guys enjoy your celebration together, and we will see you in Senegal.
Thanks to all of you for coming out as well to the first one. Appreciate it. And please write some nice stories about Johan and Molly.